With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's army says the bodies of three more hostages killed on October 7th have been recovered from Gaza. The army says they were killed on the day of the Hamas attack and their bodies were taken to Gaza. It's estimated roughly 100 hostages are still being held. Former President Trump holds a rally in New York City, and based on the turnout, you'd think you were in the very heart of MAGA country.
What a crowd! This is something.
Mr. Trump at the podium in the deep blue South Bronx.
You know, we wanted to keep it small because who knew? This is like a love fest, love fest. It's a love fest. We love you. Thank you, darling.
The former president declaring, who said we're not going to win New York? We're going to win New York. A small group of anti-Trump protesters did turn out for yesterday's rally. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine calling state lawmakers back to Columbus for a special session next week. They'll take up legislation aimed at making sure that President Biden is on the state's 2024 ballot.
Democratic National Convention, where Biden is to be formally nominated, falls after Ohio's ballot deadline of August 7th. State lawmakers have had to adjust the requirement twice before, in 2012 and 2020, to accommodate candidates of both parties. But each change was temporary, and this time around, the issue has become tangled up in a partisan fight over banning foreign nationals from contributing to Ohio ballot campaigns. I'm Ben Thomas.
Also at SRNnews.com, as millions of Americans head out for the long holiday weekend, the weather is a concern. Severe storms possible from the plains to the northeast. Meanwhile, NOAA is predicting an Atlantic hurricane season of historic proportions. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 54 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 41 points. This is SRN News. A Texas megachurch draws a line.
In a historic vote at its latest general conference, the United Methodist Church decided to embrace gay marriage. Highland Park United Methodist Church of Dallas says no. Pastor Paul Rasmussen has issued a statement indicating that, quote, we're going to continue to uphold the traditional definition of marriage in our worship venues. It remains to be seen if the UMC will discipline Highland Park for its decision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Turkey's president is criticizing the Eurovision Song Contest, accusing the annual event of encouraging gender confusion and threatening the traditional family. President Erdogan describing participants in the contest as the Trojan horses of social corruption and says his government was right to keep Turkey out of the pan-European pop competition. In fact, Eurovision has been largely commandeered by LGBT contestants and fans in recent years. This is SRN News. What is Russia up to in Antarctica? Some inquiring minds in South America want to know.
Chile officials have convened a meeting at the bottom of the planet, a bid to bolster their territorial claims in Antarctica as tensions escalate over Russia's maneuvers in the polar region. Lawmakers from Chile's Parliamentary Defense Committee flew Thursday to a desolate airbase for a meeting billed as an assertion of national sovereignty. The meeting comes amid a recent frenzy of media reports surrounding Russia's purported discovery of massive oil reserves in Antarctica back in 2020, when the Russian polar research vessel Alexander Karpinsky reported uncovering some 500 billion barrels worth of crude oil. Keith Peters reporting.
Louisiana lawmakers approving a bill classifying two abortion-inducing drugs as a controlled and dangerous substance. Measure now goes to GOP Governor Jeff Landry. More details, SRNnews.com.